Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, guys. You're listening to the Frank Williams Show. This is the fastest growing radio show in the South. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening live on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call into the show and you can listen. You can hang on and listen to the show live, or you can press the number one on your keypad and that'll alert me and I'll put you on the air for your opinions, your comments, or whatever you want to do. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, you guys are listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, let's see. Well, before I get started, quickly wanted to say that you know sometimes in life and through different things that happen in your life, no matter what it is, you have to continue to move forward. Because there's a road that's set for you in your life. And it's your road. It's no one else's road. It's your road. And you have to stay on that road. And you have to walk that road. And, you know, as you walk that road, you have to continue to stay positive in your life. That's what I try to do every day. I try to stay positive in my life, no matter what kind of crap that someone, you know, throws at me, whether it's at work, at home, doesn't matter. You might talk to a bill collector on the phone. No matter what kind of crap they throw at you, you deal with it, you handle it, and you keep moving. So remember that, guys, and do that. Keep moving. Now, right now it's 63 degrees. Well, let's check this out. That was at 7 o'clock this morning, so it should be warmer than that. Right now, we're updating. It's 75 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 86 today. And sunny. Tomorrow, 84, low 61. Saturday, we're looking at 85. Sunday, 88, with no rain in sight. I don't know what the Memorial Day holds for us. I can't see that far. But it looks like it's going to be a great weekend, a great holiday. So clean up those barbecue grills. Get ready. I'm going to cook on Sunday because I know that if I do it on Monday, I tend to blow it out too much. So if I blow it out on Sunday night, then I have Monday, the holiday, to recover. I've got all these invitations to different cookouts and stuff over the weekend, but I'm not accepting any invitations, okay? I know maybe someone's listening to the show that invited me to their cookout, but again, I'm not attending any cookouts this weekend. So I'm sorry, but that's where I am. And I'm just being upfront and honest with anybody that invited me to something this weekend. I'm not attending, okay? So don't look for me at your cookout this weekend. But thank you for the invitation, and I hope you understand. I got a lot of different stuff going on, and I just, don't want to be out there. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Now, today's word of the day, today's show is sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to send you. All right, and today's word of the day is milk toast. Milk toast. MILQUETOAST. Milk toast. And it's a noun, and it means a timid, meek, or unassertive person. A timid, meek, or unassertive person. Now, this, I didn't come up with this word, right? I didn't insert this word and looking for the meaning of it, nothing. This is the word of the day. And as I just said, just when I started the show, that if life is happening to all of us, and you're not a timid person, you're not a meek person, you're not an unassertive person, get at whatever you have going in your life, whatever it is, get after it and handle it, okay? Take care of yourself, and everything will be all right. All right? Now, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Call in, guys. Talk to me, okay? Now, today's show is entitled, I have two pieces to the show today. The first, I'm titling the show, Youngsters, Please Put the Phones Down. And the other part is a groom divorced his bride for one day. Who does that? I mean, even the Kardashian marriages last longer than that. I'm going to read y'all this story real quick. And now, I'm serious. I hold my hand up to the sky saying that I came up with the title of the show, Youngsters, Please Put the Phones Down. And as I go through looking at different things that come from Yahoo for me, this was one of the stories. Why this groom divorced his bride after one day. And I was interested in it, so I started reading, and it tied right into this phone thing. Listen to this. Why this groom divorced his bride after one day. A bride's decision to reply to congratulatory text messages from relatives and friends following her wedding ceremony resulted in the demise of her marriage. Apparently, the Saudi groom made an attempt to be intimate with his new wife once they were in their hotel room, but she was engrossed in whatever conversations were happening on her phone and ignored his advances. Following the marriage ceremony, the groom took his bride to the hotel where they had booked the room. An anonymous relative told a Saudi publication. However, as soon as the bride was in the room, she kept using her mobile. Her groom tried to get closer with her and become more intimate, but he was shocked when she ignored him, not responding to his words and actions. When he asked his bride if she would hold off on responding to his friends until to her friends until later, she declined, and all hell broke loose. When he asked her about the reasons, she answered she was busy communicating with her friends who were congratulating her on her marriage on the mobile. The groom asked her to delay the messages, but she refused and became angry. When he asked her if her friends were more important than he was, the bride answered that they were. That's crazy. The two continued to argue, and after things had escalated, the groom left the hotel, but not before informing his new wife that he wanted a divorce. Once he went through with filing, the courts referred his case to the reconciliation department to see if the new couple could find a way to patch things up. According to the relative, the groom's ego was too damaged for him to rethink his decision to divorce, and he refused to reconcile with his bride. End of story. Now, again, I did not come up with this, right? That's just the way God works for me, I guess. And it's funny how things start to kind of fall into place for all kinds of different reasons. Now, I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome, guys, to the Frank Williams Show. Now, this part of the show, which is youngsters, please put the phones down, okay? We're going to discuss the growing problems of these kids that can't put their cell phones down or do without them for even an hour. And this is a problem, because now all these kids that are, you know, kids are getting cell phones at a very early age. It seems like it's getting earlier and earlier and earlier, right? I don't take my kids out of this equation at all, because my 15-year-old has a cell phone, and I don't know how long she's had a cell phone, but I know it's been some years. So probably early middle school or something like that when she got her first cell phone, right? And then now at 15, that's what, a mid-teens, right? As a middle teenager, she cannot do without her phone. I mean, her phone gets low on battery. She sees it getting low on battery. She, oh my God, we're in the car. Oh my God, plug my phone into the charger so it can charge. Okay, and I'm telling her, okay, plug the phone in. If you turn the phone off, it'll charge a lot faster, and you'll have plenty of battery in just a few minutes. No, don't turn it off. I'm gonna leave it on, and she continues to use the phone. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but the cell phone is just something that I I don't know. I guess people can't do without. Can't do without the cell phone. But think of this. If you're leaving home for work, and let's say you get 10, 15 minutes down the road, and then you realize, oh man, I don't have my cell phone. Do you know what the first thing you think? Y'all tell me what's the first thing you think of when you leave your cell phone behind? I'll tell you what the first thing that I think of, and it's funny. You can laugh. The first thing I think of is, let me call the house and tell somebody I left my phone. I know it sounds crazy, but that's exactly what we do. That's where these cell phones have put us. Some people, I got a guy at work, just addicted to his phone. As soon as we go on a break, he pulls that cell phone out and starts on it, looking at Facebook. He ain't calling anybody. He ain't sending text messages to anybody. He got that cell phone out, and he's addicted to Facebook. Now, if he didn't have a cell phone, this guy would go crazy because he couldn't get on Facebook. Now, it also, it's a problem with these kids driving and using these cell phones at the same time. Even just this morning, I was driving and the young lady, and I know it's a young lady because she pulled right up beside me. And as we going down the highway, she starts to come over in my lane. I didn't blow at her or anything like that. She realized she was bumping those, things in the road, and she snatched the car back over in her lane. So then I said, okay, I got to get past this girl, or I need to let her go on. But she wasn't driving fast enough. So I went past her, and as I went past her, she was looking at her phone, driving 70 miles an hour on the highway, looking at her phone. Now, I can't say that I've never done that, because I have, but I keep it to a very, very bare minimum. I may text once or twice, bam. Or I may text once or twice, and then I'm going to call. Okay? A lot of people say, Frank, why are you always texting? Why don't you just call me? That's what my generation said. We used to talking on the phone, okay? But I'll text you just for the reason that I don't want to interrupt somebody. They may be in a business meeting, or they may be handling some business with their girl, whatever. But I'll text you first and ask if you're busy, if you can talk. And then I'll probably call. But these youngsters, they can't put these phones down. I mean, they walk around like it's a finger on their hand. They holding that thing at all times. My daughter cannot function without her cell phone. Okay, she gets in trouble, and I say, okay, give me the phone. Well, why did you take her phone? I take her phone because that's the toughest love that I could give her, because she's so in love with that cell phone. So I take her cell phone, and then she goes into a complete cocoon. She'll sit there at the kitchen table. She won't talk to anybody. She act like she's lost. She's lost without that phone. But at the same time, and you give her a phone and she's texting and talking and texting and Instagramming and all this other stuff, looking at folks' Instagram and all this other stuff she got, and she doesn't talk to you anyway. Ask her a question and she's way out in left field. Ask her to do something and she just sit there and keep on. I have to threaten her to do something. And that's not right. So I'm asking the youngsters out there who may be listening to the show. You guys are out of school and you have to be careful with the cell phones. If you some of you are just learning to drive, just starting to drive, you have to put the cell phone down when you're driving. You have to. Okay? Is that important? Or you see something, you got an important phone call coming in, pull on the side of the road and talk. Okay? But the cell phone is the biggest distraction right now of people who drive in their cars. Biggest distraction. I mean, a lot of these rear-end collisions happen, and the police get there, and what happened? Well, I was on my cell phone. I was texting my brother, and I finished the text, and I look up, and I'm right up on this dude, and I bang into him. Now you got another problem. So, youngsters, you have to please put these cell phones down. Put them away. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in. Press the number 1 on your keypad, come in or give your opinion or whatever you want to do with this cell phone situation. But it's a growing problem. There's a case in court right now where this young kid is suing one of these cell phone application people. There's an app that I guess that you can add to your phone that while you're driving in the car, it tells your speed, how fast you're going in the car. Okay? Now, this is a fad that's growing with these kids. So they're driving and they're, we used to call it, they're hauling ass down the highway, driving fast, looking at their phone, and they can send a video through their app of them doing 80, 90, 100 miles an hour down the highway. So that happened to a young lady. She used the app, sent a video, and had an accident. So now she wants to the people that developed the, my daughter told me that the app clearly says, don't do this and drive. Okay, it clearly says that. So how is she going to win this lawsuit? I have no idea. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first 3 digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's happening, Paul?
What's going on?
Trying to keep it in the road, man. I'm trying to keep it in the road.
Keep it in the road, brother.
Yeah. I drive a truck all day, 10, 12 hours a day, so I see this constantly. Some nights I start about 2 a.m., and you see a lot of people coming from the club. And I look down over in the car, it's 4 cell phones lit up, everybody on the phone going down the road.
And yeah.
The incident, like you said, I had to sit and watch it, man, because they're swerving and swerving. And, I witness accidents all the time But you know, now the DOT and the state will actually pull your phone record to see if you was on your phone.
Yeah.
When you're involved in an accident. But you know, this cell phone thing now is crazy. I'm gonna ask you a question because like I said, it was really crazy. How many people that you know that you can actually call out their phone numbers? Can't do that now because hell, we spoil with these cell phones. I type your name in and number, and the only thing I do is I say, phone.
Yeah. Hello. I think I lost the caller right there. I hopefully they'll call back into the show. But he's exactly right. I think the cell phone is a great tool. Okay, I think it's a great tool. It's a great tool as far as, like you said, can keeping information and you know, keeping appointments and putting stuff on your calendar and stuff like that. All that stuff is great, great ways of using the phone. It's a great tool for doing that kind of stuff. Okay, the callers are back on. Let's see if I can get them back up on the show. Hey, Vic, you back on the show. I'm not sure what happened. I think you might have been in a bad area or something. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm down here in Fabern. Calls drop constantly down through. But what I'm saying is, you know, we so rotten by these phones now. If you betted me $100,000 to call out your phone number, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, cause we so spoiled now. You just okay, give me your phone number. Once you get the phone number, put your name on it, and we just go to your contact, and we just hit your name and it dials.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had to remember that phone number.
Yes, sir.
I guess that's the sign of the times, man, which I can't frown upon it too much, but, you know, we so spoiled about it now with this electronic stuff. Back in the day, school was out. We were looking for going to the park and to the gym and stuff like that. But shit, now, man, everybody bringing their parents. You got to have a PlayStation 3 or shit, all these new games, man. And what you know, they sit around and nothing to do. And what as the old folks say, idle mind is a devil workshop. And that's why a lot of these kids stay in the shit, man. Because you took the activities away from them.
Right. And they're sitting around, all of them sitting around getting fat.
Yeah. and doing that green. So
yeah.
You know, what I'm saying?
Yeah, that green make you eat up the house. You know?
That's what you talking about?
So you said you had a question for me.
That's what I was gonna say.
Okay.
How many people you know that that you actually can call out their phone number?
Yeah, not many. I mean, a couple of close friends I can call out their cell phone numbers, but not many at all.
Yeah, that's.
I can tell you though. Hold up, I can hold up. I can pull up my contacts and I can tell you
real quick. That is.
Yeah.
So that,
like I say, it's a great tool. It's a great tool to be able to have, you know, 700 contacts, 700 numbers in your phone. But, you know, again, driving. I think driving and using this phone is something that's, I don't know what they're going to come up with to keep us from doing that, but that's a problem.
Well, see, by driving trucks, they got a rule. We cannot drive and hold our cell phones by hand.
You got to be hands-free.
Yeah, and I broke my Bluetooth and tried to get it's called a Blue Parrot Bluetooth, truck driver Bluetooth, And I actually broke mine. I actually went in the truck stop to get one, and the guy was like, "Oh, you just got a ticket?" I was like, "No, man, I get no ticket. I'm in here to get me one so I wouldn't get a ticket." He said, "Yeah, I just got one coming out of Florida." And his fine was $3,400.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that'll get you one quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he didn't even see the state trooper sitting there. The state trooper saw him coming the other way. He said, "How did you get me?" He said, "You passed right by me. You didn't even see me."
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my thought, man. And you know, I'll just talk to you later. Continue listening.
All right, bro. I appreciate your call, man. Take it easy.
You got it later.
All right. So, again, that's all the reason that right there. Exactly what the caller said. You know, we so hung up with these phones and handling these phones that, you know, we can't seem to get away from it. And when it rings or texts come out or some kind of, you know, texts pop out or something, and you're like, "Oh, my God, my phone just rang. Who was that? Oh, my God, I just got a text message. Okay, let me answer them back." All this stuff is a problem, and it's a growing problem. You know, not a problem that's dying away. It's a growing problem that we have to address. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that'll alert me that you want to be on the air, and I will put you on the air. I see there are even more people who have joined the show, and you guys are very welcome to call in and give your opinion or your comment on this subject. And please do. I welcome that. Anyway, I've got about 10 minutes left in the show. But again, I heard something the caller said about they being able to see if you were texting or on a phone call or whatever when you had your accident. That happened to me some years ago when I used to drive for FedEx, and I had to take something to Athens or something, and from Atlanta to Athens, and I used to be the one known for taking the long trips. If they had something going from Atlanta to like Athens, Augusta, or Macon, or somewhere like that, they call me and ask me to do it. So I was going to Athens, and someone called into FedEx and gave them my tag number and said that I was on my cell phone and I wouldn't allow an emergency vehicle to pass my truck. I was like, "Oh my God, who's watching me?" You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I told my manager, I was like, "I don't remember being on the phone when I was driving to Athens." And he said, "Well, you know, because of the call in and all this, we're going to have to take some kind of action against you, you know, unless you can prove that you weren't on the phone." So I was like, "Okay, well, let me grab my..." I called T-Mobile to ask them, "How can I get a copy of my phone record for this day?" And they were like, "Okay, you can do this. Go into your account, yada, yada, yada." So I did that and pulled my phone record. And voila, I had to give that to my manager when I got back to FedEx. Okay. And so there was nothing that they could do to me. But I'm like, people call in and say this, give this bad information on me for no reason. Why would someone do that? And I was not on the phone at that time that they said I was. So that's something that, you know, you have to think about too, that You know, if you're gonna if you're gonna lie to the police about not being on your phone at the time of your accident or your crime or whatever you did, then they can pull your cell phone records and find out. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now again, I just really want to thank everyone for listening to the show. I know I took about a 2 or 3 weeks sabbatical there for a while after I had my surgery, but I'm back up. I'm back running again. I'm back on the solid ground. I'm doing things every day. I'm gonna have a great show tomorrow, so don't miss the show tomorrow. Tomorrow is what? Friday. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday, and that's where all the lines are open for you guys to call in, and you can talk about anything that you want. Tomorrow is your day. You can be on the air and talk your head off. I don't care. All right? And again, we should have a great show tomorrow, and I'm back. I'm running hard, and I lost some of my audience because of the layoff, but I'm back up again, and I'm running again, and I'm starting to see my numbers grow every day, and I'm getting back to where I used to be, and that's only a thanks to you guys for listening in, and I appreciate you guys so much, and again, take care of yourselves. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you guys in about 23 and a half hours. All right? Take care of yourself, guys. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out.
This is how we do it. The west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it make no money and life show us slow. And all they said was 6'8", he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. They let the DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing because
this is how